August 6, 2026. This is session 1339 of These Omega Communications. Lani speaking and drawing you in together to move deeply into your own consciousness states, your greatest awareness state. And how do you do that? Do you surround yourself in light, as if you are sitting in a beam of light, a cone of light, a ball of light? How do you bring yourself into alignment with the light of creation and the light of your creation, your soul creation? And this is your point of origin. In whatever way you do this, it can enable you to be more aware of the non-physical aspect of yourself, your light body self. And this is what assembles with all of us in the station of light. It's not like a destination, but it is the existence that surrounds you when you open to allow yourself to be in that station of light. You are stationed in your own station of light, which is your physical form and physical life that you have created. During these sessions, when you're listening to these or reading these, you are drawn back into the home station, your point of origin home station. And in this way, you are with the many others of the quantum field, the collective consciousness. And this is the way we receive the information and energy in these sessions. So we've already begun this session today. Perhaps you've already received everything you needed to receive. But now I recede and allow the collective consciousness to communicate with each and every one of us. It is that you are an aspect of this collective consciousness, as we are. We communicate as one energy collective consciousness. But you may visualize us as an entity or a group of beings. Many of you were familiar with the Council of Light and the Star Elders, which is all a component of this collective consciousness field. In this field, you automatically present yourself as a receiving energy being, or a vessel or an instrument. You automatically present yourself into the field to again reinstate the original pattern and order. This is because as you enter into different densities that are measured perhaps, and you enter into a physical state of life form, the access that you have can be diminished, the access you have to the prime energy pattern, which refuels you, which again lifts you up out of the denseness into the field that you talk about as light, frequencies, dimensional frequencies. This is what you do when you move into your state of conscious connection to your original nexus point, which is the energy focused for you. And this is the individualized aspect of collective consciousness necessary to maintain and sustain your living circumstances. When you completely focus on this, there is a settling energy that ripples out from you into the environment. connected here, receiving this in this station, you are a gathering of beings situated in multiple areas around the planet system. Therefore, what you take in to you is rippling out into wherever you are physically stationed. And we talk about that as your physical body form. This is the importance of what you do. Every conscious connection and alignment again to the point of nexus for you, the collection point of all energy information systems for you. You are enlivening beyond simply yourself. It is moving out, rippling into the greater consciousness field. Perhaps where you are living, you might have memory of earlier ancestors and the way that they lived. If they had been able to access the energy you are accessing now, their state of livingness would have changed. What you are doing, because everything exists in the same quantum field, you are delivering energy information into earlier type civilizations, and it continues to exist there. There have always been individualized beings of consciousness who knew how to access that and who were working to uplift other people into that same field. This is what you are doing. You are creating a field of frequency around you which enables, in some cases, it's simply self-care, self-examination, self-repair of this physical self, emotional self, mental self. In other cases, it is bringing forward the systems of light to create improvement in the entire dimensional field that Earth Station is existing within. You are promoting the new civilizations of light, previously known as crystalline light cities, because it's a different frequency pattern than what had been existing within the construct of density. You have risen beyond that. You have allowed yourself to receive the increasing frequency patterns. These are increasing, you could say, on a daily basis. They increase more frequently than simply on a daily basis. It is a constant frequency being pulsed into creation systems. You are correctly aligning yourself into the highest, purest design system of creation. Remember that. And this is what you are bringing into you in this moment as you receive this information pattern. It's a frequency pattern. You are self-creating self. You are creating a new self. And the creation you are creating is creating other beings in themselves, if we're talking about individual self-constructs, just as a way for you to understand it and accept it. Continue to move into your self-creation in accordance with the frequency pattern, the increasing vitality, the increasing lightness. This is you, self-creating you, renewing you in every way. So allow this to filter through every aspect of your quantum field. surrounding you, surrounding the planet. But initially it must fulfill the basic need within you, which is this pure frequency pattern. This is the situation you have immersed yourself within, receiving this. Lani speaking again, and again we've been infused with frequency patterns. We've been reminded that they surround each and every one of us. They surround all creation. So we are one speck on another bigger speck known as planet Earth in the cosmic field that is existence. It's consciousness. This is where you are existing in your presentation of it as you, as a person in a physical presentation body. As you realize this, you may be feeling the light around you and through you, so that you simply recognize yourself as a being that is enlightened and is lightened up. It is alive, vibrant, with a frequency that we know and remember as light. So this is the completeness of you. Now bring your awareness back into the movement of time as we measure it, in the exact positioning within the field of time, so that you allow the rippling out from you in a natural emission. It happens beyond your conscious thought. This is a session today through Omega Communications Portal. Thank you, and I thank the collective consciousness that is everything. This ends the session. Stay informed with the correct information from Prime Source Frequency Patterns.